This week, the Federal Aviation Administration announced rules that will allow the use of drones commercially, including agriculture. The regulation limits small commercial drone operations to daylight hours and requires operators to get certified every 2 years. South Dakota farmer Kevin Scott uses a drone on his operation.
Well, the key word there is commercial. And so if you're doing it for a commercial purpose, then it fits a lot of ag purposes. Most of the stuff, the drones that we've been flying lately, have been for recreational purposes, and we use them to check our fields and so forth, but not for financial gain. So the commercial part of it is what they've released.
He says FAA still needs to clarify some of the requirements for drones.
I'm flying my drone under kind of a recreational purposes. I do check fields and so forth, and not really sure yet if FAA is going to determine that is a commercial use, checking fields and so forth. So, you know, all these rules are important, and I think they look to me like they're doable as far as ag goes.
The proposed rule, which has a 60-day comment period, also allows commercial drones weighing up to 55 pounds to fly during daylight hours, lower than 400 feet in the air, within sight of the operator. Scott says that's a very large drone, and it has several potential uses.
You know, a 55-pound drone is a big son of a gun, and you could be using that for spraying and other things. Typically, the ones we're using just to do visual checks are a lot smaller than that. But certainly we need to be aware of where we're at, how we're flying them, keep them away from the public as far as over population.
Scott says most of the drones are so small, it's very difficult to keep them within line of sight. He says some operators try to use a video screen to track them, but the proposed rule requires they remain in sight of the operator. Scott says about 75% of the drones in South Dakota are intended for agricultural use.